So today we are looking at emotions and learning somewhat to take ownership and control of our emotions. I cannot stress enough how important your emotions are as a powerful tool for the creation of your reality. Now, there is a program on my website, Create Yourself, Create Your Life. I'll put the link in the notes attached to this video, which I do recommend for anybody that really wants to learn to use their emotions to create, to become masters of their own emotions. But we did need to nonetheless have a look at emotions as a part of this series because they are, on the one hand, incredibly powerful, useful tools, but on the other hand, when we don't understand them and don't know what to do with them, they can also be problematic. They can also be a blockage in the process of us connecting with and shining our own divine light. So, in the context of Divine Light Ignite, there are a few things I want you to know and experience with your emotions. So let's start by looking at emotions as a potential blockage. I want to show you some techniques. Imagine something was going on in your world, something causing you some anxiety. This is exactly when you really want to be able to meditate. There's this thing that's, that's going to happen and it's tomorrow and I can't meditate because that's going to happen. And what you need most of all in that moment is the peace and the tranquility and the calmness that will allow you to connect with your divine guidance, that will allow you to go and be in the garden and find inspiration and wisdom and all of these things, and now frazzled, can't do that. So, what do we do under such a circumstance? Well, I'd like you to imagine, if you don't have such a circumstance right now, I'm sure you have had, imagine yourself into that situation, into such a situation. Perhaps there's a major job interview tomorrow, or a major exam, or a major event of this nature, a first date with somebody you're very keen on, that kind of thing. Something that just puts you in a place right now of insecurity and doubt and nervousness and tension and will it be okay? Will I be okay? Will I mess it up? Will I mess it up again? These kinds of thoughts that we're all prone to when we're being human beings. Those are the thoughts that are running around in your mind. But it's not the thoughts that actually trouble you. It's the feeling. Somewhere here in the pit of your stomach, this gnawing, churning feeling. Okay, so what do you do about that? So place yourself in the meditative position. Just sitting to meditate is a good start. Or lying down. Place yourself in the meditative position, close your eyes, and begin to breathe. Just breathe. Find where the tension sits. It's in your body. There's a place, it's somewhere. Breathe there. Bring prana and love and energy to the place in your physical body where you feel the tension. Breathe off, let go, release whatever you are able to. In this way, you begin to metabolize the anxiety, you begin to process it. And then start to really allow yourself to feel it. You know, socialization in this world, life in this world has taught us that when there's something painful, you move away from it. As a small child, you touched something, a hot pot on a stove, burned your fingers, and you pulled your hand away. And that's what this life teaches us. Move away from the things that cause you discomfort. And in the physical world, that's a very healthy approach. Don't stay in the fire if it's burning you. Move away from the things that are uncomfortable. But it's exactly the opposite. It's exactly unhelpful with emotional and spiritual issues. If you move away from them, you don't process them. They just stay there. So go there. Feel this feeling, this anxiety, this tension, this emotional burden. Feel it. Allow yourself to feel it fully as you can. Let it become big and open and climb into it. Let yourself really feel it. And you'll notice if you do, that actually causes it to begin to diminish. And maybe that's all you need to do. Maybe just really feeling it, allowing yourself to really feel it is enough. Maybe it's enough for now. I noticed when I was grieving Zing, the previous Dachshund in my life, for whom I named myself Zing Dad. I mean, as you know, probably most of you know the story. When I was grieving Zing, I discovered that the best thing I could do was to really go to where the grief is. I think the word is wallow, to really feel my loss, my sadness, my pain, the feelings that go with the awareness that I'll never see him again. I'll never play our special games that we played. It'll never happen again. He's gone. Gone forever. Gone, 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 gone. Certainly as far as this ego personality is concerned. Obviously, there's higher spiritual truths. But this person grieved. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. That's the best way for it to process, to move through. So that's the first part of what I wanted you to know, is that when you have these emotions, when they're arising, it's an invitation to go there, to explore. Not try always to come up with an answer, not try always to have a solution, not try always to like just get to the other side of it. Be there. And then there is also something else that in many situations can help. And it's a technique I call flipping. When you really feel this anxiety of this stressful thing, this exam, this first date, whatever it is, when you feel it, flip it over and see what's on the other side of it. Because this side is dark, that side is bright. You're only exploring the dark side of it right now. It also has a bright side. If you're going to an exam, the bright side is you could do quite well. You might ace it. That might be brilliant. I mean, if you've prepared, if you haven't prepared, don't try flipping, really. If you've prepared, it could be amazing. It could lead to wonderful successes later. If it's a date, I mean, it could be incredible. And then there's excitement. You see, the reverse side of anxiety is excitement. See if you can flip and find the other side. I even was able to do that in grieving. In the depth of my grieving, when I felt like an internal organ, a part of my heart had been torn out and gone, when I thought I would never be happy again. Zing was that for me. In that moment, I was able to flip it and say, this is the opposite side of how deep the love was. You know, if it's something that you just like, this is a nice pen, but if I lose it, I'll just be, oh, well, easy come, easy go, I'll buy another one. It's not that special, it's just a pen. And if I was just, oh, well, buy Zing, move on, that would obviously be the flip side of a not a very deep love. So the depth of my grieving was the flip side of the depth of the love. It was a strange kind of celebration of the love that I felt for him. So that's flipping. Something else you can do is replacing. When you have gone there and been there and felt it, you can say, all right, I've done that now. It's time for something else. Now I want to feel something else. And a good thing to replace with is gratitude, because there's always something to be grateful for. Just move on to gratitude. Ask yourself, what am I grateful for right now? My goodness, right now, I can start listing the things. Look at this beautiful fire. It's so nice and warm. I'm clothed, I'm fed, I live in a lovely home. And I can go on. I can just expand the circle of things I'm grateful for. But go and feel the gratitude. Be in the gratitude. Doesn't have to be gratitude. There are other emotions that you can choose to feel. And if you don't know how to self-emote, create yourself, create your life as a tool that will teach you to do that. So I'm going to leave you to play, please, with your emotions, to imagine yourself and then feel. Bring on the emotion of something that was stressful, anxious, heavy, difficult. Go into it, explore it, see what arises, flip it, replace it, do these things until you feel you are done. And that is your meditation for today, and I'll see you tomorrow.